Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, August 5th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The number of Americans without health care falling to a record low. That's good news. Global unhappiness reaches an all-time high. That's bad news. Beyonce apologizes for using ableist language. We'll explain that. Research shows most teenagers are out of shape. Also, the message of the day, listeners, sound off. But first, Americans without health insurance falling to a new low. 8% of us remain uninsured. That's roughly 26 million people. 66% of the American public have private health insurance. 28% are covered by entitlements like Medicare and Medicaid. Each year, the federal government spends $1.4 trillion on health care, more than the U.S. military. Survey from Gallup finds the world's population more stressed out than ever. The polling outfit asked adults in 100 countries to assess their current level of happiness. 40% say they are deeply worried every day, the highest number on record. 45% experience daily anxiety. The highest level of sadness can be found in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria. The happiest places on earth, Finland, Denmark, Iceland. Beyonce apologizing for disrespecting the disabled. The singer's latest single included so-called ableist language, like the word spaz, S-P-A-Z. Some listeners say that term is a derogatory expression for those with cerebral palsy. Her label immediately scrubbed the lyric from streaming services. Says Beyonce, quote, the word is not used intentionally in a harmful way. A study from the University of Georgia finds 75% of teenagers do not get enough exercise. A quarter of high school students physically exert themselves more than 30 minutes a day. That's only 25%. And 20% of high school kids are obese. Researchers blame the inactivity on digital devices, of course. The typical adolescent spends 8 hours a day on their phones and computers. That's up from 1 hour a day just 15 years ago. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. If you would like to reach me, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. That's easy. Always include name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Maggie in Greensboro, Georgia. Has it occurred to anyone that Joe Biden's soft on China and Russia is due to the fact that they can blackmail him with information on his family's money grabbing? Maggie, I would not be peddling that. It is a conspiracy theory. We don't know that to be true. You can have an opinion. You can hold an opinion. But you can't state it as fact. It's not right. Janet Torrance, California. Hey, Bill, in light of all the COVID cases amongst the vaccinated, I'm just curious what your opinion on the vaccine is now. Well, I am 4 times vaccinated, Janet. I will not take another vaccine here. The federal government is going to open up new vaccinations in September. Moderna, Pfizer said they have a new formula. Well, I'm not getting it unless I see some data on what exactly the new vaccine will do. I want to see it. Enough of this theory. It's not fair to the American public. Drew Wickenburg, Arizona. The Mexican drug cartels are as bad as terrorists. Why can't we use drones to take them out? Because that would be illegal, Drew. What you have to do is designate the Mexican cartels as terrorist groups. President Trump was close to doing that, and I'm going to take credit or partial credit for this because I sat down with him and spelled that out. Under the Patriot Act, if the USA designates a person or a group as terrorist, we can assassinate them under the Patriot Act. The reason Donald Trump did not do it was because the president of Mexico, Obrador, gave him a very favorable trade agreement. Obrador did not want the Mexican drug cartels to be waxed, and that says a lot. Alan, Virginia Beach. I'm one of those that doesn't go in large bodies of water. I don't like the feeling of sea creatures being able to sneak up on me. Given a choice, I'd rather croak from a quick bolt of lightning versus being chewed up by a shark. Well, Alan, you're not alone. A third of the American people will not go in the ocean. So, and you say large bodies of water, the sharks are not in lakes, okay? So you can go in the lake. But sea creatures, I guess, you know, there's some bass in the lakes. But anyway, everybody's afraid of sharks, including Jacqueline in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't get in the ocean because a shark attack is very much possible. I'm fully aware that it's not likely, but it's possible. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is, Jacqueline, I guess. Not in Iowa, though. I think you're safe there. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new bestseller, Killing the Killers, Great Summer Read. In a moment, something you might not know.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 65 years ago today, a 26-year-old disc jockey from upstate New York launched a national TV program featuring rock music, famous musicians, and scores of dancing teenagers. That man was Dick Clark. The program American Bandstand, here is the story. The broadcast began as a local TV show in Philadelphia. Hosted by radio personality Bob Horn, the original Bandstand established the basic format, loud music and screaming fans. Dick Clark took over in the summer of 1956. On August 5th, 1957, the show went national. Now, that program featured a number of new elements, including high school bleachers where the kids sat, and a recurring segment where guests rated records on a scale from 25, that was bad, to 98, that was good. American Bandstand aired 5 days a week until 1963. The show moved to L.A. and began a 24-year run as a weekly program. Bandstand sparked spinoffs like Soul Train, Top of the Pops, and eventually MTV. Dick Clark would launch countless careers and change pop culture forever. Famous acts when they were just starting, Prince, Jackson 5, Cher, Aerosmith, and the Beach Boys.
So the gentlemen have released a brand new record. This is one side thereof. It's called Don't Worry, Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Beach Boys.
Dick Clark hosted a Bandstand for 33 years. He remained a national celebrity after that, appearing at the annual New Year's Eve special from Times Square until his death in 2012 at the age of 82. And here's something else you might not know. American Bandstand is largely credited with advancing the civil rights movement. Early versions of the program denied black performers and black teenagers who would dance, but then Dick Clark demanded the broadcast be integrated, and it was. The program, American Bandstand, routinely featured black musicians, Latinos, and other minorities not typically seen by white audiences, especially in the American South. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.